Neonska duga. Rock'n'roll magazin Žikice Simića.
Farewell to the old north woods of which I used to roam. Farewell more question before they kill me dead. I'm wondering just how much to you I really said. Concerning all the boys that walk a road just like me. Are they enemies or victims of your society?
Dobar dan, želimo, ime Žikica Simić, ova emisija Neonska duga na Radio Beogradu 2. Večerašnju emisiju otvorio je Bob Dylan pesmom Ballad of Donald White i to pesmu je on snimio pod pseudonimom Blind Boy Grant. Na početku karijere vrlo često je Bob Dylan koristio ovaj pseudonim, naročito za one snimke koje je pravio za u to vreme veoma uticajni fanzin Broadside koji je izlazio na Greenwich Village i koji je predstavljao mlade folkere široj publici. Kako kažu, taj Broadside je bio prava biblija folk muzike početkom 60. godina prošlog veka. Bob Dylan pod pseudonimom Blind Boy Grant je snimio nekoliko pesama, jedna od njih je i ova, Ballad of Donald White, karakteristična za njegovu poetiku na početku karijere, a mi ćemo u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2 da slušamo Dylanove pesme, ali ovog puta u izvođenju drugih izvođača, takozvane obrade su na repertoaru večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge i počet ćemo iz dalekih 60. godina prošlog veka sa nekim od prvih obrada Dylanovih pesama i tako ćemo i nastaviti ovu večerašnju emisiju. Čućemo jednu od najpoznatijih Dylanovih pesama Blowing in the Wind u izvođenju jednog od najpoznatijih folk izvođača trija Peter, Paul i Mary koji su to snimili 1963. godine. Te godine se ta pesma i pojavila na Dylanovom albumu Free Willing Bob Dylan, a te godine su Peter, Paul i Mary snimili i bilo je to vrlo važno da Peter, Paul i Mary snime pesmu nekog mladog autora zbog toga što su oni u to vreme bili zaista veoma cenjeni i veoma uticajni. Posle trija Peter, Paul i Mary slušamo Hamiltona Kempa, koji je takođe 60. godina bio veoma važna ličnost na toj folk sceni Greenwich Village-a, sa njegovog čuvenog albuma Pets of Victory čućemo njegovu verziju pesme Only a Hobo. To je jedna od onih pesama koju Dylan nikada nije snimio u zvaničnoj verziji, ali koja je cirkulisala u okviru tog miljeja folkerskog. Vrlo često se vodi diskusija među ljubiteljima rock muzike ko najbolje izvodi Dylanove pesme. Mnogi tvrde su to da je to grupa The Birds, neki kažu da je to Rod Stewart, ali postoje oni koji kažu da niko nije pevao Dylanove pesme kao što je to radio Hamilton Kemp sredinom 60. godina prošlog veka na Greenwich Village-u. On je snimio nekoliko od tih Dylanovih pesama manje poznatih i jedna od njih je i ova koju ćemo sada čuti, koja se zove Only a Hobo, koju inače ljubitelji rock muzike verovatno znaju u sjajnoj interpretaciji Roda Stewarta sa jednog od njegovih ranih albuma. Ovo je pesma Blowing in the Wind, trio Peter, Paul i Mary.
Must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
How many years must a mountain exist before it is washed to the sea?
How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see?
The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
As I was out walking on a corner one day, I spied an old hobo in the doorway he lay. His face was all grounded in the cold sidewalk floor, and I guess he'd been there for a whole night or more. Only a hobo, but one more is gone, leaving nobody to sing his sad song, leaving nobody to carry him home. Only a hobo, but one more is gone. A blanket of newspaper covered his head, and the step was his pillow, the street was his bed. One look at his face showed the hard road he'd come, and a fistful of money showed the coins that he'd bummed. Only a hobo, but one more is gone, leaving nobody to sing his sad song, leaving nobody to carry him home. Only a hobo, but one more is gone. Does it take much of a man to see his whole life go down, to look upon the world from a hole in the ground? Too late for your future, like a horse that's gone lame, lie in the gutter and die with no name. He was only a hobo, but one more is gone, leaving nobody to sing his sad song, leaving nobody to carry him home. Only a hobo, but one more is gone.
Bio Hamilton Camp, otpeo je pesmu On je hobo Boba Dilana. Inače, ja veoma volim ovu pesmu, zavolao sam je kad sam je prvi put čuo u interpretaciji Roda Stewarta. Pre toga smo čuli trio Peter Paul i Mary u pesmi Blowing in the Wind, jednu od najpoznatijih Dilanovih pesama su otpevali Peter Paul i Mary. Nastavljamo ovo večerašnje izdanje Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2, u kojem slušamo obrade Dilanovih pesama na taj način što ćemo čuti dve fantastične dame koje su tih 60. godina bile veoma važne na toj folkerskoj sceni Greenwich Village-a. Prva od njih je Joan Baez, koja je bila povezana sa Dilanom na razne načine. U jednom trenutku Dylan je njoj dao jednu pesmu koju on takođe nikada nije snimio na nekom svom albumu. Ona se zove Farewell Angelina i mi ćemo sada čuti kako Joan Baez to peva. A odmah potom slušamo i legendarnu Odetu koja je bila onako veliki autoritet, bila i ostala veliki autoritet u tom folkerskom miljeu. Klasično obrazovana pevačica koja je snimila album Odeta Sings Dylan. Sa tog albuma ćemo čuti još jednu od pesama koje Dylan nije izdao kao neki zvanični snimak na nekom od svojih albuma, a ona se zove I'm in the mood for you. Znači dve velike dame sa Greenwich Village 60. godina, Joan Baez i Odetta, ovo je Joan Baez.
Farewell Angelina, the bells of the crown are being stolen by bandits, I must follow the sound. The triangle tingles and the trumpets play slow. But farewell, Angelina, the sky is on fire and I must go. There's no need for anger, there's no need for blame. There's nothing to prove, everything's still the same. Just a table standing empty by the edge of the sea means farewell, Angelina. The sky is trembling and I must leave. The Jack and the Queen have forsaken the courtyard. 52 gypsies now filed past the guards. In the space where the deuce and the ace once ran wild. Farewell, Angelina, the sky is falling. I'll see you in a while. See the cross-eyed pirates sit perched in the sun. Shooting tin cans with a sawed-off shotgun. And the neighbors, they clap and they cheer with each blast. But farewell, Angelina, the sky's changing color and I must leave fast. King Kong Valentino-type tangles while the makeup man's hands shut the eyes of the dead not to embarrass anyone. But farewell, Angelina, the sky is embarrassed and I must be gone. The machine guns are roaring and the puppets heave rocks. And fiends nail time bombs to the hands of the clocks. Call me any name you like, I will never deny it. But farewell, Angelina, the sky is erupting. I must go where it's quiet.
Neonska duga.
Sometimes I'm in the mood, I wanna leave my lonesome home. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I wanna hear my milk cow moan. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I wanna hit that highway road. Then again, then again, then again, then again. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I wanna back up against the wall. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I wanna live in a pony stall. Sometimes I'm in the mood, I don't wanna do nothing at all. Then again, then again, then again, then again. Oh, babe, I'm in a mood for you.
sa albuma Odetta Sings Dylan, čuli smo numeru I'm in the mood for you, otpevala je naravno Odetta i pre toga smo slušali Joan Baez u pesmi Farewell Angelina, to su legendarne interpretacije manje poznatih Dylanovih pesama. U večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2, u kojem slušamo obrade Dylanovih pesama, inače sve to u okviru ovog našeg majskog ciklusa emisije Neonska duga koje su posvećene Bobu Dylanu. Naime, 24. maja ove godine Bob Dylan puni 80 godina i eto, zahvaljujući toj činjenici mi slušamo u mesecu maju Dylanovu muziku. Nastavljamo uz Barrya McGuirea. Barry McGuire je takozvani protestni pevač, emblematski protestni pevač, svi znaju njegovu pesmu Eve of Destruction, to je jedna od najpoznatijih takozvanih protestnih pesama. On je takođe snimao i Dylanove numere i jedna od njih je Is She Belongs to Me, to je veoma poznata Dylanova pesma sa njegovog albuma Bring It All Back Home, koji je izašao 1965. godine. Mi ćemo čuti kako Barry McGuire to izvodi i onda ćemo čuti Dave'a Van Ronka, čoveka koga su zvali gradonačelnikom Greenwich Village-a, jedan od glavnih likova sa te scene sredinom 60. godina, koga ste imali prilike da vidite, odnosno jedan lik građen po njemu, ste imali prilike da vidite i onom čuvenom filmu Braće Coen koji se bavi Greenwich Village-om u 60. godinama. Dave Van Ronk je snimio nekoliko Dylanovih pesama, a jedna od njih je i Buckets of Rain, koja se pojavila na jednoj kompilaciji snimaka njegovih. Mi ćemo čuti tu pesmu Buckets of Rain, koju je inače Dylan snimio tek 1985. godine na svom možda i po najboljem ili jednom od najboljih albuma koje je napravio u karijeri, albumu Blood on the Tracks. Evo kako ovi momci izvode Dylanove pesme. Ovo je Barry McGuire, pesma se zove She Belongs to Me.
She's got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look back. She's got everything she needs, she's an artist, she don't look back. She'd take the darkness out of nighttime and paints the daytime black. She never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. Yeah, she never stumbles, she's got no place to fall. Oh, she's nobody's child, the law can't touch her at all. You will start out standing proud to steal her anything she sees. You will start out standing proud to steal her anything she sees. But you'll wind up peeking through a keyhole down upon your knees. So bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. Oh, bow down to her on Sunday, salute her when her birthday comes. For Halloween, give her a trumpet, and for Christmas, buy her a drum. She's an artist and she don't look back. Mm-mm. Yeah, she's got everything she needs. She's an artist, she don't look back. She'd take the darkness out of nighttime and paint the daytime black.
Buckets of rain, buckets of tears, got all the buckets coming out of my ears, buckets of moonbeams in my hand. I got all the loving, honey baby, you can stand. I've been meek and strong like an oak. See pretty people go up in smoke. Friends will arrive, friends will disappear. If you want me, honey, baby, I'll be here. Smile and your fingertips. I like the way you move your hips. I like the cool way you look at me. Everything about you has given me misery. Little red wagon, little red bike. Ain't no monkey, but I know what I like. I like the way you love me. Strong and slow. I'm taking you with me, honey baby, when I go. Life is sad, life is a bust. All you can do is do what you must. Do what you must do, and you do it well. I'd do it for you, honey baby, can't you tell? Buckets of rain, buckets of tears. Got all them buckets coming out of my ears. Buckets of moonbeams. Honey, baby, you can't stand.
Bio Dave Van Ronk, čuli smo ga u pesmi Buckets of Rain, Boba Dylana. Dave Van Ronk je bio jedan od glavnih likova na toj folklorskoj sceni Greenwich Village 60. godina, na koju je došao momak iz Minnesota pod imenom Bob Dylan i gde je napravio tu svoju fantastičnu karijeru koja eto traje i do dana današnjeg. Dave Van Ronk je bio na neki način i zaštitnik Boba Dylan u tim njegovim prvim danima. I pre Dave'a Van Ronka slušali smo i Barrya McGuire'a koji je otpeo Dylanovu pesmu She Belongs to Me, koju ljubitelji rock muzike verovatno znaju i u interpretaciji legendarnog britanskog sastava The Nice. Nastavljamo i dalje da slušamo Dylanove pesme u izvođima nekih drugih izvođača. U ovom prvom delu emisije smo se uglavnom koncentrisali na njegove kompanjone sa Greenwich Village 60. godine i u tom smislu ćemo i čuti dve numere u narednom segmentu. Obe su izašle u okviru izdanja fanzina Broadside, koji je, kao što rekao, bio veoma važan za širenje tih folklorskih ideja 60. godina u tom miljeu. Čućemo Happy-a Trauma, koja je izvao Dylanovu pesmu Let Me Die in My Footsteps, koja se pojavila u okviru izdanja sa tog magazina Broadside. Inače, to je pesma koja se bavi, kako bi se reklo, hladnoratovskom paranojom. Naime, u tih 60. godina Amerika je bila opsednuta strahom da će ih napasti Sovjetski savez i da će doći do atomskog rata, pa su svi pravili atomska skloništa. Dylan je napravio jednu pesmu koja eto govori protiv tih takvih zahvata i koja se zove Let Me Die in My Footsteps. I odmah potom slušamo i Pita Sigera, takođe jednu veoma prominentnu ličnost sa te scene, koja je na svoj repertoar stavio pesmu, ako naj najpoznatiju Dylanovu pesmu, Hard Rain's Gonna Fall. To je pesma koja pripada tom delu karijere Boba Dylana kada je on bio takozvani protestni pevač. Inače se originalno našla na njegovom albumu Free Willing Bob Dylan iz 1963. godine, ali mi ćemo čuti Pita Sigera sa tog snimka koje je on napravio za potrebe fanzina Broadside. Ovo je Happy Traum, pesma se zove Let Me Die in My Footsteps.
I will not go down under the ground, because someone tells me that death's coming round. I will not carry myself down to die. If I die, let me die with my head held high. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. There's been rumors of wars, wars that have been. The meaning of life has been lost in the wind. Some people are thinking that the end is close by. Instead of learning to live, they are learning to die. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Well, I don't know if I'm smart, but I think I can see when someone is pulling the wool over me. And if there's a war and death comes around, let me die on this earth, for I'll die underground. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Now there's always been people that have cause to fear. They've been talking about wars for many a long year. I've read all their statements, I've not said a word. But now, Lord God, let my poor voice be heard. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. If I had riches and rubies and crowns, I'd buy the whole world and I'd change things around. I'd throw all the tanks and the guns in the sea, for they're the mistakes of our past history. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Let me drink from the waters where the mountain streams flood. Let the smell of wild flowers flow free through my blood. Let me sleep in the meadows with your green grassy leaves. Let me walk down the highway with my brothers in peace. Let me die in my footsteps before I go down under the ground. Go out in the country where the land meets the sun. See the craters and the canyons and the wild waters run. Nevada, New Mexico, Arizona, Idaho. Let every state in the union seep deep in your soul. Then you'll die in your footsteps before you go down under the ground.
Eko. Filmski festival Slobodna zona kreće 15. put na turneju po Srbiji i predstavlja najbolje filmove sa prošlogodišnjeg izdanja. Undine. U slavu kraljice.
To se neće ponoviti ni za 5000 godina.
Pad kralja. Jalda. Noć za oproštaj. Lepši svet. Sune. Sune. Dečak za sve. Roka. Devojčica koja će spasiti svet. Od aprila do avgusta. U više od 50 gradova Srbije.
Teci, teci, Dunave.
Gara Visokak, 30 godina sa vama.
Ali ne pričaj nikome.
Najlepše pesme, akustik.
Teci, teci, Dunave, sve zbog nje. ali ne pričaj nikome.
Bez cipela i struje.
Biće bolje ako budeš tu.
Gara Visokak.
Nekim život da poduš.
Jer ljubav je opet u modi.
Biće bolje ako budeš tu.
PGP za vas.
Ljubav pobedi.
CD u prodaji.
Five Stars vam predstavlja novi film Oskarovke Juliette Binoche. Šta se dešava kada savršene domaćice uzmu stvar u svoje ruke? Komedija Kako biti dobra supruga.
Od 20. maja u bioskopima. Eko.
Where have you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one? I've strayed on the side of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled on 6 crooked highways. Stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. I've been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. Been 10,000 miles in the mouth of a graveyard. It's hard, 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 hard. It's a hard rain's gonna fall. What have you seen, my blue-eyed son? What have you seen, my darling young one? I saw a newborn babe with the wild wolves around it. I saw a highway of golden with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with a blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. Saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. Saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's hard, 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 hard. It's a hard rain's gonna fall. What did you hear, my blue-eyed son? What did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. Heard 100 drummers whose hands were ablazing. Heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. Heard one person starve, heard many persons laughing. Heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. Heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. Heard the sound of one person who cried he was human. And it's hard, 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 hard. It's a hard rain's gonna fall. Who did you meet, my blue-eyed son? Who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man, he was wounded in hatred. And it's hard, 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 hard. It's a hard rain's gonna fall. What'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? What'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out before the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty,
the pellets of poison are flooding the waters, where the home in the valley meets the dark, dirty prison, where the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountain so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's hard, 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 hard. It's a hard rain's gonna fall.
Bio Pete Seeger. A Hard Rain's Gonna Fall je pesma koju je on otpeo. Pete Seeger je bio jedan od najprominentnijih ličnosti sa folkerske scene Greenwich Village-a. On nekako nije mogao da preboli tu promenu u karijeri Boba Dylana, kada je Bob Dylan uključio svoju gitaru u električnu struju, i postoji ona čuvena priča da je Bob Dylan te večeri, kada je Dylan počeo da svira električnu gitaru, pokušao sekirom da preseče gajtan koji je dovodio struju do gitare. Bilo kako bilo, eto, čuli smo i Pita Sigera u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2, u kojem slušamo Dylanove pesme u nekim drugim izvođenjima, i pre njega smo čuli i Happya Trauma, takođe jednu znamenitu ličnost sa te scene u numeri Let Me Die in My Footsteps. To je pesma koja je inače snimana u okviru sessiona za album Free Willing Bob Dylan, ali se nije pojavila na tom albumu, već se eto pojavila na albumu koji je izašao uz magazin Broadside. Mi nastavljamo uz Ramblin' Jack Elliota. Ramblin' Jack Elliot je takođe važna ličnost sa Greenwich Village scene 60. godina. On je bio pravi zaštitnik Boba Dylana tih dana na toj sceni. Bio je čovjek koji je Dylana uveo u taj folkerski milje, i vrlo često se je pisalo na plakatama za nastupe Ramblin' Jack Elliota da Ramblin' Jack Elliot nastupa zajedno sa svojim sinom, a taj sin je zapravo bio Bob Dylan. Mi ćemo čuti kako Ramblin' Jack Elliot izvodi pesmu Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. To je pesma Dylanova s albuma Free Willing Bob Dylan. I ona potom jedna od najpoznatijih i najvoljenijih Dylanovih pesama, Just Like a Woman s albuma Blonde on Blonde iz 1966. godine, ali ovog puta u izvođenju Richie Havensa, takođe jedne zanimljive ličnosti sa te scene. Richie Havens je naravno slavu svoju stekao kada je otvorio Woodstock festival i kad imao fantastičan nastup na samom početku te fešte. Evo kako oni izvode Dylanove pesme, Ramblin' Jack Elliot i Rich Havens. Ovo je Ramblin' Jack Elliot, pesma se zove Don't Think Twice, It's All Right.
Used to sit and wonder why, babe, if you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, babe, it'll never do somehow. When your rooster crows at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason I'm a-travelin' on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in a-callin' out my name, gal, like you never done before. No, it ain't no use in a-callin' out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. Thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road, how I once loved a woman, a child I am told. gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in turning out your light, babe. Polite, I never know. No, it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe. I'm on the dark side of the road. Still, I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, but don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, babe, where I'm bound, I can't tell. Goodbye's too good a word, babe, so I'll just say fare thee well. I'm not saying you treated me unkind. You could have done better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
Magazine.
Ain't it clear? Oh, again and introduced as friends. Please don't let on that you knew me when I was hungry and it was your world. Ah, you fake just like a woman. Yes, you do, and you make love just like a woman. And you ache just like a woman. But you break just like a little girl. You break just like. Just like a little girl.
Bio Richie Havens, čuli smo ga u pesmi Just Like a Woman, jedna od najpoznatijih Dylanovih pesama, i pre toga Ramblin' Jack Elliot u numeri Don't Think Twice, It's All Right. I na taj način smo završili ovaj prvi deo večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge, u kojem smo slušali Dylanove pesme u interpretaciji nekih njegovih kompanjona sa te folkerske scene Greenwich Village 60-ih godina. Idemo korak dalje, idemo bliže našem vremenu i evo nas na početku 70-ih godina, ovog puta u Velikoj Britaniji čućemo dva britanska izvođača koji su takođe na svoj repertoar početkom 70-ih godina imali Dylanove pesme. Prvo ćemo čuti kvartet koji je nastupao pod imenom Colson, Dean McGinnis, Flint. To je jedna zanimljiva kolaboracija raznih muzičara sa ovim prezimenima. Njih četvorica su snimili album pod imenom Lo and Behold. Sastavljen repertoar je bio sastavljen u potpunosti od Dylanovih pesama, i to one manje poznatih Dylanovih pesama, onih koje su se pojavile na albumu Basement Tapes. Mi ćemo čuti kako Colson, Dean, McGinnis i Flint izvode numeru The Death of Emmett Till sa ovog albuma Lo and Behold, uz napomenu da neki vrlo onako značajni, eminentni rock autoriteti kažu da je ovo možda i najbolji album koji je u celosti napravljen od interpretacije Dylanovih pesama. Inače, Tom McGinnis je bio glavni lik u ovom bendu, mi ga znamo i kao lidera sastava McGinnis Flint, a također ga znamo i kao člana benda Manfred Mann, a Manfred Mann je inače i producirao ovu ploču. Odmah potom slušamo i Jeffa Becka i njegovu grupu s početka 70. godina sa Bobbyom Tenchom i Maxom Middletonom, sa njihovog albuma Jeff Beck Group, koji je sniman u Nashvilleu, odnosno u Memphisu, u produkciji Stevie'a Cropera. Čućemo kako su oni izveli meni jednu fantastičnu verziju Dylanove pesme Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You, koju on snimio na svom albumu Nashville Skyline 1969. godine. To je onaj, kako bi se reklo, Dylanov country album koji je on eto snimio te 69. godine. Sjajna interpretacija inače te numere. I evo kako zvuče ti britanski izvođači. Ovo je kvartet Colson, Dean, McGinnis, Flint. Pesma se zove The Death of Emmett Till.
It was down in Mississippi a few short years ago, when a young man from a Chicago town stepped through a southern door. Now this man's dreadful tragedy I can still remember well, for the color of his skin was black and his name was Emmett Till. Some men, they dragged him to a barn, and there they beat him up. They said that they had a reason, but I can't remember what. They tortured him and did some things too evil to repeat. There was screaming sounds inside the barn. There was laughing on the street. Then they rolled his body down a gulf of blood red ray, and then threw him in.
Heroji, skitnice i fatalne žene.
bila grupa Jeffa Becka s početka 70. godina prošlog veka sa njihovog albuma Jeff Beck Group, koji je izašao 1972. godine, ako se ne varam, u produkciji Stevie'a Cropera. Čuli smo numeru Tonight I'll Be Staying Here With You, naravno Dylanova pesma, koja se inače originalno našla na albumu Nashville Skyline, koje je Dylan izdao 1969. godine. I pre toga smo čuli kvartet Colson, Dean, McGinnis, Flint sa njihovog albuma Lo and Behold, numeru The Death of Emmett Till. To je bio onako mali most koji smo napravili ka nekim novijim i onako, kako bi se rekla, američkim izvođenjima Dylanovih pesama. U nastavku emisije čućemo i Jima Dickinsona. On je na svom prvom albumu Dixie Fried snimio jednu od prvih pesama koje je Dylan napisao u svojoj karijeri. Ona se zove John Brown i to je snimio jednu posebnu verziju te pesme, gde je on zapravo tu numeru odrecitovao uz jednu fantastičnu muzičku pratnju. Jim Dickinson je inače kasnije u karijeri vrlo često, odnosno često svirao sa Dylanom na njegovim nekim albumima. Inače, kao što znate, Jim Dickinson je posle stekao reputaciju jednog od najslavnijih i najzanimljivijih producenata u ovoj muzici koju toliko volimo i koju protežiramo u ovoj našoj emisiji. Evo kako zvuči ta Dylanova pesma John Brown, jedna od prvih koje je on napisao sa albuma Dixie Fried u izvođenju Jima Dickinsona.
To fight on some foreign shore. His mother, she was proud of him. For he looked so straight and tall in his uniform and all. Well, her face broke right out into a grin. She said, son of mine. Yes, it makes me glad to know that you wear a gun. Now you just do like that captain said. Lots of medals you're gonna get. And we'll put them on the wall when you come home. That old
people pay. she did, she could hardly believe her eyes. For his face was all shot up, and his hands were both blown off, and he wore a metal brace around his waist. And he whispered soft and slow, in a voice she did not know. She couldn't even recognize his face. She said, "Oh, Lord, what have they gone and done? How is it that you come to me this way?" And when he tried to speak, well, his mouth could hardly move. His mother had turned her face away.
Veoma zanimljivo izvođenje pesme John Brown Boba Dylana. Jim Dickinson je to uradio na svom albumu Dixie Fry. To je prvi njegov album koji on snimio tamo početkom 70. godina prošlog veka. Inače, Jim Dickinson je kasnije postao jedan od velikih producenata rock muzike i ponekad je i svirao na albumima Boba Dylana. Nastavljamo uz Thin White Rope, jednu takođe zanimljivu grupu iz 80. godina prošlog veka. Oni su na svom live albumu koji su snimili u jednom belgijskom klubu, The One That Got Away, odsvirali i numeru Outlaw Blues Boba Dylana, inače to je njegova pesma sa albuma Bring It All Back Home iz 1965. godine. Thin White Rope su to uradili u svom dobro poznatom maniru. Thin White Rope je band koji je zaista imao nevjerojatnu popularnost ovde kod nas, mada nigde valjda u svetu nije bio toliko popularan koliko je bio popularan na ovim našim prostorima. Sjajno su odsvirali ovu numeru Outlaw Blues, nekako su pomešali taj kraut rock i neki pustinski rock i stvorili jedan amalgam koji nikog nije ostavljao ravnodušnim. A onda slušamo i Paula Westerberga, jednog, kako bi se reklo, savremenog Boba Dylana, jednog sjajnog autora pesama koji je u okviru projekta magazina Uncut Highway 61 Revisited izveo svoju verziju Dylanove pesme It Takes a Lot to Laugh, It Takes a Train to Cry, koje je Dylan snimio na albumu Highway 61 Revisited 1965. godine. Paul Westerberg je sa puno poštovanja i sa puno razumevanja izveo ovu, inače, veoma zanimljivu, da ne kažem fantastičnu, Dylanovu pesmu. Ovo su Thin White Rope, live snimak Outlaw Blues.
Afternoon, we are in a picture on that old picture. just a dream. Well, I wish I was on some Australian mountain range. Yeah, I wish I was on some Australian mountain range. I have no reason to be there, but I imagine it would be some kind of dream.
Eto, tako je Paul Westerberg osvirao numerni Takes a Lot to Laugh i Takes a Train to Cry sa tog albuma koji je izdao magazin Uncut Highway 61 Revisited Revisited. I pre toga smo čuli Teen White Rope, njihov karakteristični zvuk u numeri Outlaw Blues Boba Dylana sa njihovog live albuma koja je sniman u Belgiji The One That Got Away. Nastavljamo emisiju uz Marka Lanegan, jednog od najvećih pjevača našeg vremena i ove novije rockerske ere. On je za potrebe soundtracka za film I Am Not There snimio svoju verziju pesme Man in the Long Black Coat, koju ćemo sada emitovati, i odmah potom slušamo i prvu grupu Marka Sandmana, koga svi toliko volimo kao lidera sastava Morfin. Njegova prva grupa se zvala Treat Her Right. Sa njihovog albuma What's Good For You čućemo njihovu verziju pesme From a Buick Six Boba Dylana, to je njegova pesma sa albuma Highway 61 Revisited, tako da u ovom delu večerašnjeg izdanja Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2 slušamo jednu za drugom nekoliko pesama sa tog sa albuma Highway 61 Revisited, za koji mnogi kažu da je možda i najbolja ploča koju je Dylan snimio, a snimio je 1965. godine. Ovo je Mark Lanegan, Man in the Long Black Coat.
Chirping, the water is high. There's a soft cotton dress on the line, hanging dry. Windows wide open, African trees. I bend over backwards from a hurricane breeze. Not a word of goodbye, not even a note. Seen him hanging around at the old dance hall on the outskirts of town. He looked into her eyes when she stopped in to ask if he wanted to dance. He had a face like a mask. Somebody said from the Bible he'd quote, there was dust on the man in the long black coat. Preacher was a-talking, there's a sermon he gave. He said every man's conscience is vile and depraved. You cannot depend on it to be your guide when it's you who must keep it satisfied. It ain't easy to swallow, it sticks in the throat. She gave her heart to the man in the long black coat. There are no mistakes in life, some people say. It is true sometimes, you can see it that way. People don't live or die, people just float. She went with the man in the long black coat. This spook on the water, it's been there since June. Tree trunks uprooted neath the high crescent moon. Feel the pulse and vibration and the rumbling force. Somebody is out there beating on a dead horse. She never said nothing, there was nothing she wrote. She'd gone with the man in the long black coat.
Rock and Roll Magazine.
I got this graveyard woman, you know she keeps my kids. She's a junkyard angel, man, she keeps me head. That sober mama, she always gives me bread. And if I walk on time, you know she's bound to put a blanket on my bed. Well, she don't make me nervous, she don't talk too much. Walks like Bo Diddley and she don't need no crutch. She keeps my 410 all loaded with lead. And if I walk on, dump truck, baby, to unload my head. Need a steam shovel, mama, keep away the dead. Gives me everything, it's just like I said. But if I walk on down, you know she's bound to put a blanket on my bed.
Bila je ova pesma From a Buick Six u izvođenju sastava Treat Her Right, u kojem je svirao Mark Sandman. Jim Fitting je svirao ovu usnu harmoniku, a pre njih smo čuli i Marka Lanegana u pesmi Man in the Long Black Coat. Za tačno nedelju dana, 24. maja ove godine, Bob Dylan će napuniti 80 godina. To je bio povod da sve majske emisije posvetimo njegovim pesmama. U ovom večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge slušamo Dylanove pesme u izvođenjima nekih drugih izvođača i mislim da je to dobra zabava. Naime, idealna radijska rokerska emisija bi po mom shvatanju trebala da bude sastavljena od obrada Dylanovih pesama i nekih njegovih originalnih interpretacija. Tako da će jednim delom i ova naša emisija da se približi tom idealu. Nastavljamo u sastav Jason and the Scorchers, to je grupa koja je svirala takozvani country rock i svirala ga onako sa punkerskom energijom. Pojavili su se tamo 80. godina sa jednim EP-em koji se zvao Fervor, sa koga ćemo čuti njihovu verziju pesme Absolute Sweet Marie, koja slovi za jednu od najboljih interpretacija Dylanovih pesama. Inače, tu numeru je Dylan snimio na svom albumu Blonde on Blonde, koji je izašao 1966. godine. I još jednom se vraćamo Jimu Dickinsonu, koji je jedan od mojih omiljenih rock muzičara, i njegovom sastavu Mad Boy and Neutrons. Oni su na svom albumu They Walk Among Us snimili svoju verziju Dylanove pesme Memphis Blues Again. Takođe, onako su to uradili sa velikom dozom punkerske energije. Evo kako to sve zvuči veoma žestoko u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge. Ovo su Jason and the Scorchers, Absolute Sweet Marie. All these
outside the law. You must be honest, darling. I know you always say that you'll agree. So where are you tonight? Where are you tonight, sweet Marie? All right. So where are you tonight? Where are you tonight? Where are you tonight, sweet Marie?
Bio sastav Mad Boy and Neutrons, čuli smo ga u pesmi Memphis Blues Again, Boba Dylana, pre toga smo čuli sastav Jason and the Scorchers u njihovoj interpretaciji pesme Absolutely Sweet Marie. Emisiju nastavljamo u Staliju Zedek, jednu takođe važnu ličnost sa alternativne rockerske scene. Ona je svojevremeno snimila album koji je i nazvala po jednoj Dylanovoj pesmi, on se zove You Are a Big Girl Now, to je Dylanova pesma koja se nalazi na njegovom albumu Blood on the Tracks. Talija Zedek je to otpeva na svoj specifičan način koji smo već naučili slušajući grupe Uzi i Kam u prethodnom vremenskom periodu. I onda dolazimo do sastava Giant Sam, koji je takođe s vremena na vreme na svom repertuaru imao pesme Boba Dylana, tako da se na njihovom albumu Swerve našla njihova verzija pesme Every Grain of Sand, koju je Dylan snimio 1981. godine na albumu Shot of Love. Giant Sam, How Gelb su pronašli pravi način da interpretiraju tu pesmu u skladu sa svojim pustinjskim rokom koji su propovedali na brojnim pločama koje su izdali. Ovo je Talija Zedek, pesma You're a Big Girl Now.
nearly knocked me off of my feet, and I'm back in the rain. Yeah, and you are over there. Well, you made it there somehow. You're a big girl now. There on the horizon, sitting on the fence, he's singing his song for me at his own expense, and I'm just like that. A jet plane, it moves too fast. Oh, but what a shame that I wish it can last. I can change, I swear. Yeah, see what you can do. Love is so simple, to quote a phrase, but you've known it all the time. I'm just learning it these days, and I know I can find you. Yeah, in somebody's room. It's a price I always been extreme. What's the sense of changing horses in midstream? I'm going out of my mind. Yeah, with the pain that stops and starts, like a corkscrew. Ever since we've been apart.
Neonska duga.
Thank you.
no more his and her towel, no more searching for the right words, the perfect vowel tonight, only consonants of constant discontent. Some kind of love, most any kind will do, something to run from and to run to. Some kind of love, yeah, bold enough to get through, colored all orange and blue. Blistered skin and a red end neck, working 12 hours a day on an unknown planet called Speck tonight. There'll be no light. Flicker flame from a red hearth glow, and dream of a love you never get to know. There'll be little or absolutely no light inside. Some kind of love, most any kind will do, there's something to run from and to run to. Some kind of love,
Dalia Zedek i Giant Sand su nam izvali Dylanove pesme You're a Big Girl Now, odnosno Every Grain of Sand, u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge na talasima Radio Beograda 2, u kojem smo slušali Dylanove pesme u izvođenjima nekih drugih izvođača. Postoje brojne liste na koje su sastavljene po principu najbolje obrade Dylanovih pesama i tu obično se na prvom mestu nalazi Jimi Hendrix sa njegovom verzijom pesme All Along the Watchtower. Međutim, mi smo ovog puta hteli da proveramo neke druge verzije Dylanovih pesama koje nisu toliko poznate, a koje su takođe veoma zanimljive, pa je tako i večerašnja playlista napravljena. Posle Giant Sand i Talia Zedek nastavljamo uz Cat Power. Cat Power, odnosno Chen Marshall, je jedna veoma zanimljiva persona koja snima takođe zanimljive albume, ima zanimljiv život o kojem ponešto znamo. Imali smo prilike i da je slušamo uživo u Beogradskom domu omladine pre nekoliko godina. Sa njenog albuma Jukebox čućemo njenu verziju Dylanove religiozne pesme I Believe in You, koje je on snimio na svom takođe religioznom albumu Slow Train Coming, koji je izašao, ja mislim, 1979. godine. I onda potom slušamo i jedan neobičan ad hoc duet koji su napravili Baron Sweetfield i Tom Russell, koji su tamo negde 80-ih i 90-ih godina prošlog veka snimili album Hillbilly Voodoo, na kojem su napravili nekoliko odličnih obrada poznatih i manje poznatih rockerskih, folkerskih i bluzerskih tema. Među njima se našla i njihova verzija pesme Blind Willie McTell. To je jedna od onih pesama koje Dylan nikada nije snimio na nekom svom oficijalnom albumu, a koja inače slovi za jednu od njegovih najboljih, ako ne i najbolju pesmu koju je napisao 80. godina prošlog veka. Barnes Whitfield i Tom Russell su to zaista sjajno izveli i na taj način su nekako upoznali tadašnju rock publiku sa tom manje poznatom Dylanovom pesmom. Evo dva sjajna izvođača u večerašnjem izdanju Neonske duge. Prvo Cat Power, a onda Barnes Whitfield i Tom Russell. Cat Power će nam otpevati pesmu I Believe in You.
Heroji, skitnice i fatalne žene.
See the arrow on the fence post saying this land is condemned. All the way from New Orleans
to Jerusalem.
I traveled through East Texas, where many a martyr fell. And I know nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell.
Well, I heard that roadhouse singing as they were taking down the tents. The stars.